Good morning, boys and girls. This is Miss Brewer again from Indian Land Elementary School. I am so excited to announce that we will be studying a new topic of seeds and plants this week. Why are we going to learn about seeds and plants? Well, that's a great question. It is important that we understand the life cycle of a plant and how a seed grows into a flower. This week, we are going to learn how a seed turns into a plant, what we need in order to plant the seed to help it grow, and the steps of how to plant the seed. Some of the supplies you will need in order to plant a seed will be a plant pot and saucer, a seed, watering can, and trowel. I have some exciting news for you all. We are going to be planting our own sunflower seed in class. Before we get started, let's go over the simple steps on how to plant the seed. Step 1. Fill the plant pot with soil. Step 2. Make a hole in the soil with your finger. Step 3. Place the sunflower seed in the hole. Step 4. Cover the seed with soil. Step 5. Put the pot in a sunny place indoors and water the soil. Step 6. After 8 weeks, put the seedling outside each day for a week. Well, I hope this has given you a good idea of what we will be learning about this week. I can't wait to watch our sunflower seeds grow. Stay tuned for a special song about parts of a plant.
Flower stem, leaves, and roots. Each part of a plant has a job to do. Show me each part as you sing this too. Flower stem, leaves, and roots. The flower looks so beautiful, and it makes the seeds that start a new plant. But the petals look pretty for a reason, you see. They attract pollinators like birds or bees. The stem is the part in the middle, and it moves water up to the rest of the plant. Through the stem, that water flows. It's like a straw. Watch it go. The leaves on a plant help it to breathe, and they make the air cleaner for you and me. Get set for a big word. You ready for this? They make food for the plant through photosynthesis. The roots hold the plant down into the ground. Underneath in the soil is where they are found. They soak up water and minerals there. They absorb stuff with their little root hairs. Flower stem, leaves, and roots. Each part of a plant has a job to do. Show me each part as you sing this too. Flower stem, leaves, and roots. The flower...